The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, so grateful you join us each and every week right here on The Forever Young Radio Show. My name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined by America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Before we went to the break, we were sharing with you what a fantastic program we have planned for you today and things that you haven't heard enough about and maybe can really change the course of your life or your child. Dr. Stangler, who do we have with us today? I know we've been very excited about this interview, so go ahead and share it with our listeners.
Well, today we have a successful entrepreneur, Winfred Doren. He's been the founder of many successful companies. He's the creator of countless forward-thinking, innovative solutions. And for the last 20 years, he's really focused his attention on changing the world one brain at a time through Zing Performance. And we're going to talk about that today. But Winfred funds many research projects and works with leading academics to determine the best solutions that successfully accelerate learning in the brain, you know, an area most of us are very interested in. And he's dedicated through Zing Performance using scientific research, tools, strategies to achieve the results that every parent and child wants to see. Adults as well, I would add. And not stopping there, Winfred hopes Zing Performance can help as many people as possible and provide the successful results and feedback that can transform government policy on education. So, Winfred, welcome to the show.
Dr. Stangler, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to share with the audience today, starting with the path, you know, in your life that's led you to where you are today. Many years, a lot of money spent, but a lot of people have been helped. So, Winfred, would you please share with the audience how the path of your life has led you to where you are today?
I'm a dad of four children, and as most parents know, children behave very differently, but one of my children really struggled with learning. They all had the same teachers, the same parents, the same nurturing. Three of them learnt. One of them struggled with learning, despite her best efforts, and that caused us increasing concern as she got older. Well, she went right through her school life and was still barely reading, barely writing, not making friends, not playing sport. She had the whole list. I mean, most children that struggle have one or two symptoms. Susie had just about all of them. So I was faced with this challenge. Now, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm used to disrupting industries and coming up with innovative solutions, but I never thought my life was going to change the way it had to when my daughter became very depressed. And so that was the backdrop. There I was, successful businessman, driving nice cars with a plane at the airport and all of the toys, but one very unhappy daughter. So that was the backdrop. That's what started me on this research, Dr. Stangler.
Wow.
Very interesting. I mean, I know as we're parents, we really want to do anything we potentially can to help our children and not feel at the end of the day that there wasn't something that we didn't uncover every rock, right?
Exactly.
Flip over every rock that we could potentially do. And that's the cool part about Zing Performance is not only it enables children and adults across the world to unleash the potential, but how did that come about? So again, you wanted to help Susie. I'm sure you started doing tons of research, knowing you as an individual, of what's out there, what could you do, especially since so many of those boxes were checked. What did you find? What really turned the corner when it came to, gosh, I need to do something, and I'm going to call it Zing Performance?
Well, I was very fortunate. I was introduced to a professor from England called Rod Nicholson, who has been my mentor now for the last 20 years. And he pointed me in the right direction. He said, nobody's doing this stuff. But he said, the problem almost certainly is in the cerebellum. I said, the what? He said, the cerebellum. And he started to proceed to teach me about the cerebellum. I said, well, where's the professor who's absolutely at cutting edge in the world because I've got to speak to him? And he said, well, he happens to be in Harvard Medical School. His name was Professor Jeremy Schmarman. So it wasn't long before I was sitting with Professor Schmarman and reading his papers. What I discovered was stuff that everybody should know, every parent should know, every doctor should know, but it wasn't being shared. You know, at that time, this was 20 years ago, Professor Schmarman's work was pretty well ignored. In actual fact, if you look at many diagrams of the brain today, the cerebellum, which we now know to be hugely important, it isn't even labeled. They labeled all of the other parts of the cortex and so on. Cerebellum is often ignored. Now, what Schmarman was telling everyone was that it's only 10% by volume, but it's 75% of all brain cells. It is the part that integrates all other parts of the brain. It is the part that makes us good at things, natural at things, or not. So there I was looking at all of Susie's symptoms and beginning to see a pattern emerge. Oh, that symptom tracks back to the cerebellum. Oh, and that symptom goes back to the cerebellum. And that symptom, and so on. So I was beginning to see this stuff, and I was scratching my head saying, why isn't the whole world's education industry and psychiatry industry looking at the cerebellum? So that was my start point.
Absolutely. And so even today, I mean, there's still not a whole lot. I mean, there's some experts like yourselves and Dr. Amen and some other people, but still today, I mean, your average doctor doesn't know a whole lot about the critical functioning importance of the cerebellum.
Well, exactly right, Dr. Stengler. And my view is that this has been known about for nearly 30 years, and in effect, a generation has suffered needlessly because all that is now being pieced together could have been known a long time ago. Why isn't there a professor on the focused on the cerebellum in every major university? Is that important to every skill, to every aspect of cognitive performance? All traces back to the cerebellum. So, you know, I wasn't involved with the academic politics that was going on. I simply had to find a solution for Susie, or she wasn't going to live. She'd attempted to take her life. Through God's mercy, she was saved, and she's alive and happy today, I must add. But the fact that she attempted to take her life is what changed my life. And I look back, and I now see things like over 90% of people that commit suicide have links to learning struggles. You know, why isn't this taken much more seriously? So that was the start of my journey, and I kept on finding pieces of research from different universities. And it was like I was being handed pieces of a jigsaw that nobody had pieced together. So with the help from my mentor from Sheffield University, Professor Nicholson, I was able to piece this jigsaw together. And it wasn't long before we were finding specific combinations of exercises that when you put them together, target the cerebellum, get it excited, increase plasticity, and start to create lasting change there, creating skills that weren't there before. So I now view it like the missing link. There's so many great interventions out there, but very few of them are tackling the very root cause of all of these learning and behavioral issues that so many children are struggling with.
Right. And then essentially those children that are struggling become adults. And so if those things aren't fixed or they're not helped, you carry it over into your adult life. So it becomes this vicious cycle of just not feeling your best or thinking that you have the tools to succeed. And, you know, I think that's very important. I know that you work a lot of different ways with a lot of different children, teenagers, adults, even athletes. And we're going to share some of those stories throughout the show. But before we get to that, we have a couple minutes before we go to break. I want to really talk about something interesting that I read on your website. Your website is zingperformance.com, Z-I-N-G, performance.com. But there was something that covered the brain's brain. Can you tell us just a little bit about that before we go to break?
Well, the cerebellum was always regarded by neuroscientists as being the bit of the brain that coordinates balance and movement. Sure enough, it does that. But it was kind of written off as not very important. So most of the brain scans that are done often ignore the cerebellum because it isn't that important, is it? Even though Professor Schmarman has been telling us for decades, it's 75% of all brain cells. It integrates everything or not, depending on how well it is developed itself. So those academics in the know now, they call it the brain within the brain. It's like the master junction box, the connection between brain and body. If we're going to have automaticity, if we're going to be a natural at anything we do, it's because the cerebellum has hardwired it to make that a natural process. And it's really fascinating when you study the cerebellum to find out how we learn, how we perfect skills, how we fine-tune them or not. So if you look at any of those things that limit children with autism, with dyslexia, with ADHD and so on, every one of the multitude of symptoms there are can all be traced back to the cerebellum isn't finishing off its job. Well, up to now, all of the countless wonderful interventions out there focus on the symptom end. which is fine. You do the best you can with the symptoms. But if you've got 15 symptoms all coming back to one root cause, the best way to solve those problems is to address the root cause. And so that's what I've spent 20 years working on. It's trying to find a way of fixing the real reason why all these symptoms emerge.
Yeah, and I know I can speak on behalf of myself and Dr. Stengler. We're grateful for the 20 years you've been in the trenches trying to figure this stuff out to be able to not only help your own family, but to help countless families out there. We have to run out to a break. But again, listeners, you can go and check out our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click the radio button. You can learn more about Winfred Doerr, our very special guest. But we're going to cover more about Zing Performance. So make sure you stick around. We have a lot to cover. You can also go to their page directly, zingperformance.com. We'll be right back after the break.
The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. Learn more at zingperformance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us each and every week here, right here on Forever Young. If you're just tuning in and catching the show, we're having a remarkable interview today with our good friend of the program, Winfred Doerr. We're talking about his company, Zing Performance, and what led him here over 20 years ago, and the need for his family to be able to figure out what's really going on when it comes to ADD, ADHD, different things like dyslexia, Asperger's, all of the things that make our children and ourselves feel not 100%, and at times can really degrade who we are as a person. And we're going to continue that on, right, Dr. Stengler?
Well, absolutely. And I love this kind of stuff because, you know, in medicine today, there's just so much focus on drug therapy. And, you know, it's needed. But these types of things we're talking about now, the type of fundamental exercises you can do that are specific to a person, making brain connections, plasticity, and we're going to talk more about this. This goes at a much deeper level because people have to realize you can change, actually, the structure and function of your brain within parameters by doing these natural types of protocols we're going to be talking about, which often allow people to not need medications or do better with the medications you're using. So this kind of stuff I love. We do use integrative medicine at our clinic where we use medications, but we try to focus more on nutritional and natural approaches whenever possible. I don't recall a whole lot in psychopharmacology or medications for the brain and nervous system that focus on the cerebellum. So it just makes me wonder if things like what you're talking about, using specific types of exercise and stuff, aren't emphasized in medicine, to me it seems like a big weakness because the pharmaceutical industry has little to offer the types of things we're talking about right now. But again, you're talking about the brain-body connection where we actually can improve the function, maybe even the structure of the cerebellum. Would that be accurate?
Well, I had some really interesting discussions with Dr. Daniel Amen of Amen Clinics. And he opened my eyes to all of the research he's been doing on what is the root cause of the issues that come to him. And he said of all the issues that come to him, whether it's dementia or autism or results of a bad road traffic accident or sporting injury, all of the complex cases of ADHD and so on and so on, a very good proportion, he said over half of them present with low blood flow in the cerebellum. So when he was talking about what I do, he said he's only come across what we do that has any form of impact on blood flow in the cerebellum. And that was kind of, that shocked me. Pharmacological interventions don't do it. And to me, that was a real eye-opener, which perhaps gives a clue as to why we're getting such good results, why we're getting such lasting results. And so, you know, I did three podcasts with Dr. Amen, and they're worth listening to because he knows his stuff. And of course, he's not always the most popular guy with other psychiatrists, but he's the one that's insisting on looking at all aspects of the brain. And when he does scans, he does include the cerebellum because he knows how important it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so talk to
great.
Us about the connection and that brain-body connection. What's going on in terms of improving the cerebellum function through your program, and then how it has effects on the rest of the body?
We were given this hint by Professor Rod Nicholson 20 years ago, and I took on literally hundreds of doctors and therapists and audiologists and all of the experts I needed to put together ways of combining stimulation for the vestibular, that's the balance organ, with an exercise that challenges the cerebellum. And putting those two together was critical. Now, every brain is different, so it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. So we ended up doing work with over 45,000 people and collecting all the research data on it, because we needed to find out which particular balance stimulation was going to work with which particular challenge to the cerebellum. And when you put that together, we knew we were getting a huge changes and lasting changes, because we've got all the data to prove it. But it was only just a few weeks ago when a professor rung me up and said, there's a wonderful report in Nature, that amazing academic publication. And it's explaining that when you combine the very two exercises you've been using for the last 20 years, it increases stem cells in the cerebellum. And what's more, they then go on to create new circuits for new skills. So we kind of guessed we were increasing plasticity, although we didn't make too much fuss about that. But now we've been told exactly what we're doing is actually increasing stem cells. I mean, that's huge. That is just huge. People so love stem cells, they'll suck them out of one part of their body and inject them into another part of their body to give them a step closer to eternal youth. But when you can do things with exercise that increases stem cells, wow, the possibilities are just awesome.
When it comes to the zinc performance, are there certain candidates or people that you found over your 45,000 different case studies and people that you've helped that really is, the most? Or is it everybody who has this need to want to polish up fundamental skills and families who are struggling with little ones? But also we reference those adults too, telling one of your counterparts, and I have dyslexia. I mean, I've always had it my entire life. Again, have found ways to work around it. But there's a lot of people out there that it really changes the course of their life. So tell us a little bit about the people who are really being impacted when using zinc performance.
Kelly, that's an interesting question, and it always surprises me. When we started this work, we thought up to the age of 16 it might work, and then the research was coming out saying, no, that you can have plasticity right through your life. But in my heart, of course, I remember and will never forget the pain my daughter went through as a child. So in my heart, I want to help every child, whether they've been diagnosed with anything or they're just underperforming at school. I want to help them. So that's where my heart is. But it works just as well for adults. And the irony is, the brighter you are, it almost seems like the more likely you are to have some limitation. I mean, you find me a bunch of billionaires, and almost certainly very few of them will ever read very much. They don't read very much for pleasure. You know, why is it that most entrepreneurs don't read much for pleasure? So that link between dyslexia and high intelligence seems to be stronger than we acknowledge. So these children go right through the school life completely confused, misunderstood, because low reading ability equals low scores equals they must be unintelligent, mustn't they? And yet the very opposite is often the truth. So it's so exciting when you can work on and develop this brain-body connection. The cerebellum actually naturally creates the circuits that automatize things, that makes them more effortless, that makes us more natural at them. So we don't need more education if we're struggling with reading. And if you choose to do my program, Kelly, I am quite sure you won't need to learn anything about reading. Teachers did that a while ago when you were at school. You will have the skills there. The cerebellum just needs to make those final connections, like putting the fuse in the fuse board. Suddenly, a lot more lights come on. And that's where it's like. So we deal with children. We deal with adults. A university has just published a peer-reviewed study on the elderly recovering their balance, recovering their memory, recovering their confidence, because confidence is linked to automaticity. And athletes come to us. You know, we had no clue we were going to help athletes, but the cerebellum gives the kind of extra precision that an athlete at any level wants to achieve. So it's a natural way of getting folk to a much higher level of performance in all aspects of their life.
So Winford, then, it sounds like there's just a wide-ranging number of issues people can be helped with. Kids with autism, people with ADHD, people with anxiety, people who just want to improve memory and focus and cognition, maybe test scores in school, adults who have balance problems. What are some of the other categories I'm missing here?
Well, one area that has also surprised me is executives, business executives. When they're under huge stress, they come to us because they have to perform. They've got to perform. They've got to do better. And stress is one of those things that's a direct consequence of some fundamental skills not being fully hardwired. Because if you've got any skill that's not fully hardwired, be it reading or concentration or spatial awareness or whatever it is, it means that the thinking brain, your prefrontal cortex, has to pick up the slack. It has to make a conscious compensation for the fact that your skills aren't hardwired. In other words, you have to think about it. That adds to stress. Adds to stress very significantly and anxiety. So the reverse is true. When you develop the cerebellum, when you hardwire those skills that are putting extra load on your thinking brain, you get to a less stressed, a less anxious state. So the whole executive field, I think, is going to change in the coming years because there will be wonderful tools to make executives calmer, more effective, make faster decisions because their whole processing speed is likely to improve.
Listeners, if you feel like you have some additional questions, please email questions@zingperformance.com. There are people standing by. They're happy to answer your questions. They're very well trained. They've done the protocol. They've used it and implemented it within their family. So again, questions@zingperformance.com. Also, as Winfred was sharing with us, if you'd like to watch some of the episodes that he's done with Dr. Amen and some of the other fantastic things he's put out there, you can hit the media button at zingperformance.com. Again, that's Z-I-N-G, performance.com. Or you can also call if you have questions. That number is 844-500-9464. Again, that's 844-500-9464. We've put all this great information on our radio page at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back to discuss more on your health.
Did you know 1 in 4 children struggle with reading and/or attention issues? While others have emotional or behavioral changes, many are diagnosed with ADHD, autism, Asperger's, and many go undiagnosed. At Zing Performance, we know that every learning journey is different. We all have our own strengths and struggles. With that in mind, we have separate personalized training plans that are tailored specifically for children, teens, adults, and athletes. These personalized programs are delivered via a smartphone with coach support and takes only 10 minutes twice per day. The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. The focus is on harnessing your potential by developing skills, so they become more natural. As a result, there is more capacity and scope to learn the things you love. Learn more at zingperformance.com. That's Z-I-N-G performance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Forever Young Radio Show. I can't think of many shows on the radio that I'm hearing out there or on podcasts talking about the cerebellum. So again, always bringing unique, special things that can be life-changing for you right here on the program.
Yeah, I was going to tell both of you, actually, I had a patient about 3 years ago, a lady I was treating, and Winfred actually came up. She had told me how her daughter had been greatly helped with her learning disorder through his program, and she said, you two have to get connected. And you know, at the time, as kind of like today, I was so busy. I'm like, yeah, that'd be good. But, you know, you're involved in so many things. And here we are talking today.
The universe is in control of the timing.
that's good. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. They're thinking of themselves or thinking of a family member, a friend. Let's talk about some personal case studies that you can share with us to people can resonate with.
I'll start with my daughter briefly, Susie, who attempted to take her life within 6 months. She was reading, and she hasn't stopped since. My regret is she was 28 when she started to read. She'd been taught 20-odd years earlier, and all that knowledge was there, just the wiring wasn't there. But my partner now, my soulmate now, Ninka Moritzen, her son was 17 when he moved from Denmark. He had been diagnosed infantile autistic, and they wanted to lock him up at the time because he was so troubled, poor chap. Well, Ninka, being a very, very much a warrior mum, she studied all of the doctors that were talking about nutrition and detoxification, and she made a huge difference to him. She got him into school, but he still wasn't learning. He was able to be appropriate around others, but couldn't learn anything academic. So at 17, he moved to England. Danish is his first language, and he went straight into an English college, and he did the Zing performance program, focusing on his cerebellum. Well, the transformation in Bertram has been stunning. He went from not knowing anything in school to passing his final exams to passing all his exams in college. He is now an amazing musician, making his own music. He's got a sense of humor. He's got a girlfriend. He's having just an unrecognizable life, because when you develop the cerebellum, all of those skills that have been hampered and held back have now become pretty well developed. And if you met him now, you'd never guess what his past had been. And we often do that for fun with people that come and see us. They have no clue and could never tell. So that's just one example. And I live with him every day. And of course, that's thrilling. And he's still making progress. You know, having that every day washing over me is a thrill. Can you imagine? It just keeps me going.
I know everybody's journey is different. We talked about that briefly, but I want people to really understand the protocol. So somebody calls Zing Performance. What does it entail? I mean, again, they can download the personalized program right on their smartphone. This isn't something where 5 hours a day they're going to need to focus on. I mean, it's very quick, right?
It's 10 minutes twice a day. And typically between 6 months and a year, if it's profound autistic symptoms, it might take a bit longer than that. But it's only 10 minutes twice a day for the duration of the program. But before we take anyone on, we want to make sure that what we are doing is appropriate to them. So we give them neurological tests, which they can do online. If they've been referred to us by their naturopath or chiropractor or other medical health provider, they will give them some tests in their clinic so that they can see visually, wow, these symptoms root straight back to the cerebellum. And that's very rewarding for mums. I've had mums just burst into tears, so relieved that they've now found the root cause of the problem. And it's not low intelligence. It's not laziness. It's not something dreadful they've inherited through their genes. It's an incompletely developed skill. And that's what we've spent 20 years becoming good at, is coming up with personalized programs that stimulate and develop the skills by focusing on challenging the cerebellum in the right way. So you start with an assessment. You're given a personalized program, which is delivered on your phone, and you do that at home. And every month you'll get a call from a trained coach, a video call that goes through your progress and explains all the neurological feedback. Because every month we want you to see, are you making progress? And if you are neurologically, and if you are in real life, then we're happy, and that's what happens. And that goes on right to the end. So that's the commitment. Tests at the beginning, 10 minutes a day, exercises prescribed on your smartphone or your tablet or your PC, a monthly checkup with a neurological assessment and a discussion with your coach, and those coaches are available all the time to you. So it's a very supportive program. I want to reach 1 million people with this, because when I've got that data, I can go to the American government, I can go to the British government and so on, and I can throw this data on the desk and saying, come into the 21st century, there's hope out there. You've got to change your methods, you've got to change the whole basis of diagnosis, but let's give these people some real hope. I had a phone call from a guy in his 80s last week. We transformed his autistic son at the age of 45. He's now in his 60s, and he was just giving me an update saying he hasn't looked back. In fact, he's getting more and more independent. And the one thing he told me 16 years ago when we first met was, I'm afraid to get old because my son cannot be independent and look after himself. He rung me up last week to say, I've got old, and I'm quite relaxed because he is now independent. He was ringing up just to thank me for how we'd helped him. And that brought tears to my eyes, as you can imagine.
Definitely. And Winford, now you have a virtual talk coming up, right, with Autism One. We'll be talking about the work you've done with the 45,000 people and other stuff. Can you tell us more about what you'll be talking about?
Well, yeah, I'm very privileged to be with the 100 or so other speakers there. There's some amazing speakers bringing some amazing content, and I'm just one of those. And my contribution is to share the whole process of brain plasticity and neuroscience, and how the understanding of what is now possible in the cerebellum can overcome limitations. It can unlock hidden potential. So what I'm hoping to bring, Dr. Stengler, is what people will see as the missing link, as something that can be put alongside other interventions to make them even more effective, to make them have even longer lasting effect. So that's my contribution. I've shared a little bit with it now, but I'd love people to come and listen to that amazing conference that's been set up by Ed Oranger and his wife.
Yes, and we've made it very easy for people to find out more about that. Again, you can go to our homepage of America's Natural Doctor, scroll down. You will see the big logo on Autism One. You can click there, sign up. Winford's discussion will be May 23rd, Saturday. But again, you're the main stage. So we want people to go ahead and check that out, but we want to support the entire thing. And again, people can also sign up through your website. That website is Zing, Z-I-N-G, zingperformance.com. Hit the media section. That will show all kinds of different things, other programs that you've been on, other information that you've shared, and also how to reserve your virtual seat for the Autism One event. I also want to remind our listeners that the things we talked about today, I mean, at Zing, they have separate personalized training plans. These are tailored specifically for children, teens, adults, and as Winford mentioned, athletes. And again, these programs are delivered via smartphone. You get a coach that comes with it, a support coach. It takes about 10 minutes twice per day. I mean, who wouldn't spend 20 minutes to change the course of your life? It's so minimal to be able to make these changes. But if you have additional questions, you can go ahead and email the U.S.-based team. They're standing by to answer them. That email is questions@zingperformance.com, or you can call them. That number is 844-500-9464, 844-500-9464, or learn more just by going to the website. That's zingperformance.com. And I just want to put out there why we love you so much, Winford, is if someone were to take on the Zing Performance Protocol and felt like, gosh, I don't know if it's working for me, you stand behind it with a money-back guarantee. And we so appreciate that because you're looking to help people. And that's your end game when it comes to everything. It's not to hinder people. So, again, Dr. Stengler and I appreciate the time today.
Well, thank you for that. I'm really honored and appreciate so much what you're sharing with all of the alternative, the natural solutions that are out there, because they're not shared enough. And so what you're doing is transforming lives, and I hope you really appreciate that. I certainly do. But I'm very proud of the fact that now some of the most amazing people, like Professor Peter Jensen, he used to be head of child psychiatry for the NIMH, he's on our expert panel. Ned Halliwell, the famous author of ADHD, has put our equipment in his clinic. So I'm seeing powerful people on all sides of the medical health broad spectrum coming, seeing what's happening, realizing it's got good science behind it, realizing that we do genuinely care, and they're helping to spread the word. And what you've done for me today and what you've done for all those that are going to benefit from it, I can't thank you enough. So a huge hug to you both.
Hugs back. We appreciate you so much, and thank you for carving out the time. We don't get many guests who call in from the UK, so we really appreciate you for making time for us today. And again, our listeners can learn more at zingperformance.com. That does it for our show today. Have a happy and healthy week, and we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.